Simon Tov Kuf Samach Beis Sif Dalad Tanis Chalom Sarach Lisanas Adat Tesek Chachabim Afilu Bereb Shabbos. I am Leil Simon Reish Mates Sif Dalad Tanis Chalom. For it to be effective, the person that has a bad Chalom, the more says he should fast the following day. And that is goes to Tesek Chachabim even in the case where it's Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Chachav the more says you fast on Shabbos itself, you can fast for Tanis Cholim. So obviously the fact that the Friday night, we're not going to say, well, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, and therefore you can't complete it until Tzitzit Kechavim, if you're allowed to fast on Shabbos itself, Tanis Cholim. Hey, call Tanis Shalai Kibu Olav HaYochid Mi Boidoyim Eno Tanis. If a person has a tainus which he did not undertake, he did not make a kabbalah on it. Okay, so if a tainus sibur, that's already established by Chazal. This is, you don't need to make a kabbalah. But if a person wants to make his own personal tainus, he needs to make a kabbalah on the day beforehand. It has to be mibayoyim the day beforehand. Okay. Now so comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, so the Mor's lashon is not a tainus. Comes the Ramah, means the spell on him. That halacha that's not a tainus, it means it doesn't have a din of a tainus to be able to say the tefillas on him. Okay. However, below the din of chay of tainus stam umisana kach lo yotze yidei nidre. It's not considered anal tainus in regards to would your person fulfill. His netter of, he made a netter to fast. Would he fulfill that netter of making a netter to fast? So he says that it's not considered enotinus for that purpose. It really depends on the lashon of the netter, but it could be he's fulfilled his netter in that situation. Okay. So there are more. Furthermore, mio yesh erman demispal onenu. Some disagree with this halacha and say you do say onenu in this situation. So they learn the Gemara that the other way that you're not yotze the neder, but you do say aneinu. No reason not to say aneinu. You're fasting. It's a day of fasting, so say aneinu. But you've not fulfilled your neder. If you made a neder and now you want to start this day, if you didn't make a kabbalah beforehand, you did not fulfill the neder. That's my way of understanding it. You would say aneinu in that situation. By Tanis Yochid, even though you did not make a Kabbalah Mibajam. Kuli Alma, Misana Tanis Cholom, Mispalaninu, Alpha Pishaloi, Kibloi, Allah Miasma. Tanis Cholom does not require a Kabbalah from beforehand. The Gemara, the way the Gemara says that, where's your Kabbalah? The Gemara says, well, Shemayim. By giving you this chaloyim, we're talking about a chaloyim which a person understands was an indicator from Shemayim that there's a danger to him, and therefore he should daven and do tshuva through the process of a tainus as a way to ameliorate the gzeira ra against him. So that's as if Shemayim is indicating he should do it. So that functions in the place of the personal kabbalah. That's as if Shemayim is putting that on him, and that's without a Kabbalah alone, it's put upon him to do so. Similar halacha, by the way, person drops their tefillin. A person drops their tefillin without aim in the box, nothing around the tefillin, just drops the tefillin, so the halacha is brought down, a person should fast. So that means in a case a person has not eaten yet that day, a person would fast that day without any prior Kabbalah. I actually made this mistake. Many years ago, somebody asked me this question. I said, "Dukhar, you need." By Tanis Cholom, says you don't need a Kabbalah, but we're here. You need a Kabbalah. We looked into it afterwards and realized that you don't need a Kabbalah. And the same idea that it was some indication from Shemayim that they want him to fast. I think it was a Chayotim who says that.
What?
A person drops their tefillin without any container, so the halacha is supposed to fast that day. Chaf Aleph. Shalakibul Lav Hayachid. Lapuke Tanasibra Tanasar Kabbalah before Basifud Beis. This halacha that you must be mekabel tainus the day before is referring to a tainus yachid, not a tainus sibur.
So what if you already started fasting? I mean, if you already started and you ate something that day, for some reason, then you wouldn't fast? Maybe you ate something before davening? Or you fast another day?
So you'd have to fast a different day. Can't fast a day, it's not a tainus. Mi b'yom eino tainus lispalo neinu. So, it's not a tainus in regards to the loch of davening saying anenu. Mashal pisha kiblo achakach balaylo lamahani. So remember, he's only fasting from sunrise from dawn until tesekachovim. So he wasn't mekabel it and the before shkia of the previous day. He wasn't mekabel by mincha or before shkia. He was mekabel balaylo. He says tomorrow when I wake up in the morning I'm going to fast. Doesn't help. Now, v'hodim avur l'kamon b'sipiyud the b'deya kamais the mahani ha'kabolot linyan tainus shos lispalal aneinu. We're going to discuss the deal of partial tainus, whether you can say aneinu. And there's an opinion that the kabbalah of the nighttime works for that purpose. So that's. No, I'm sorry. He's going over here. Right. So if he's been mekabel b'layla, kimashi he's still dishonest. The shem chayva b'achokach kibloi lo yhavi kabbalah klal. So we look at it the following. We look at when a person fasts by day, is that he's undertaken this day as a day of tainus. Even though he's allowed to eat Belila, that's a special kula. But Batsim, this day is a day of tainus. The decision to make this day a day of tainus can't start once the day is started. It has to start beforehand. There's a musig of, we'll see later on, that a person starts not eating and then decides to complete the day as such. That's called a tainus shows. It's a different day. But this, that you want to be kavei the whole day is a tainus. Does not work if you're not mekabel it beforehand. What's the source for that? I feel shlima tesechachav. Kampini anu chashav tainus. The person went through the whole day without eating. It doesn't help. It wasn't mekabel beforehand. Shenemar kachu tsoim. So the pasuk says kachu tsoim. And chazal darshan mashad the beinan hazmona mikoidim. Kachu means you have to designate it as a day of tsoim. It says, I don't know if to fast, it must be a designated day. Okay. And he says, it's not a tainus regards to a nenu. Lo the inyan, im chayv tainus, stam and misan akach, lo yotzi yedei nidra. Okay, so if a person undertook that, I said a while back, I'm planning to fast, and now he fasts this day without making a kabbalah the day beforehand. So the Rambam says you're not yotze, you're neder, because you undertook to fast, you meant a tzayim. And it's so it requires couch. So it comes from the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Gimel. Mikol Malkim im Hischil Yisanus B'Yom. A person did start fasting with intention to finish it. Tzarich L'Shalom Nedra B'Masha B'Kibul Ato Al Vishul Kibul Mi B'Yom. If he said right now I'm planning to fast today, so that's a neder that he made right now. So it comes out that he must complete this commitment that he said now. That which he said a while back, I'm planning to fast at Tzoyim. He did not accomplish that yet. He must fast. He has to fast a different day besides. But that which he's mekabel today, right now, planning to fast, he was mekabel that. He can't deny that. So he's mechuyev to continue that. So that kabbalah, v'gam havi kaparas oven, and it will function as a form of tshuva. Person says, I'm not going to eat any meat or drink any wine. He'll eat, right? It's not a tainus, but it's a day of, he's undertaken some affliction from himself as a kapor for his averus. So this is not any worse than that. Okay. So what the Rambam is saying, that we said it is not a fulfillment of the din of saying anenu. It's not that you fulfilled your previous netter, but it does have the status of a tainus in regards to certain things that you have to finish off what you're makabel right now, and it also means you get a kaporis oven. We had a fry machine mishuri aleket mafakvakin alzeh. He believes that this tainus that he's making right now is going to meet the criteria of fulfilling the previous commitment that he made, which is not true. You can't hire a Kabbalah batos. So it comes out that this commitment that he made right now is nothing. He said a month ago, he said, you know, one of these days I'm going to fast halachic tainus, and I said, okay, I'm ready to do that. So I'm ready to be mekabel that halachic tainus. The problem is that the halachic tainus requires that you should be mekabel mibajan. You should undertake it, you should make a commitment to it the previous day. He didn't do that. But Lila said, you know what, I'm going to fast tomorrow, and that'll fulfill my netter. Let's say we'd say that explicitly. He says, that's not true. So the only reason why you committed to fast is because you believe you're to your netter, which is not true. So you don't have to continue fasting. The whole thing is a mistake. So even if he didn't say those words beferish, if that's the scenario that he's trying to doing this based on a prior netter that he made, so the whole thing is a Kabbalah batos, he doesn't have to continue to fast. So this is the machlokes between the Prima Godim and the Groh and the Yad Ephraim and the Shiri Eleket. Now, I'm not sure who the Shiri Eleket is. Yad Ephraim was from the Beis Ephraim. She was Beis Ephraim. Also known for Sefer Mat Ephraim and Shari Ephraim.
Well, he decided who was going to fast the next day, one day with Mincha.
Well, if he said it by Mincha, he's fine. The problem is he didn't say it by Mincha. He didn't say it. He said it by Lila. Yeah. Chavdal
and
Miu.
And earlier he'd vowed he'd fast.
Correct. Miu, Yeshem and the Mispal on Enu. Some disagree and say that you do say on Enu. Time of the Mashamra, Begamora, Kotanus, and Atinus. That a person who does not make a Kabbalah on the previous day, it's not a valid tainus. Yeah. That this halacha, that if had you made a prior netter earlier, you know, sometime back, and now you want to fulfill it now, you must make a Kabbalah the day before your plan is to fulfill that netter. And if you don't, you're not yours to your netter. Ah, well, shame tainus alob yachlis palaneno, but filo loy kibla kla. According to them, that the Kabbalah is only a ma'akev in the yotz of the netter. Because when a person says he's committing the fast at tzoyim, so, and the puzzle says, kachut tzoyim, and tzoyim requires a prior kiddush beforehand, the hazmona designating it, regardless of the fact that you're fasting, so you say anenu. So, he says anenu in that situation, even if there's no kabbalah at all. That's this opinion. Okay, so the Ramos says that's my minig by Tanis Yachin. That's what I think you should do when it comes to Tanis Yachin. Chafei Mishum the Yachin or Manenu Mishmei Atvila. Why is he being machir that you say Manenu again? Like we said before, what do you lose? You say Manenu Mishmei Atvila. Benu Kabei Brocha Latzim. It's not a separate brocha. Chanal B'Sefal Pago Miu. Efshir the Davka Bechad Ariusa. This I'm going to be lenient and allow you to say anenu. I can't have two problems and say anenu. Hana, what is that? Shalakibla me yaben yoyim. The only problem I have over here is that he wasn't makabel the day before. However, but he did finish the fast the whole day. Now, Shifalavi said a case, he didn't finish the fast the whole day. He's planning to eat later on. Since by Yochid, you're saying, okay, so you can dab a mincha, but you're still fasting, and say anenu, and then later on eat. But now, we have a problem, he wasn't makabel mibajan. And then you're also saying, by the way, he didn't finish to the light time. I said, 1 second, that's too much already. That we're not going to do. So A, he wasn't makabel, and B, not planning to finish. After the nechosh of time is coming, you know, in this situation, you can't say an enu. When Achon she opens it, you dial the tevis. Sometimes he says, "No, be yomer an enu, Hashem an enu, be yom zeh." Keep it sorgad alo nochnu. Just say, don't call it soim a tainus. Just call it. It's not a day of fasting because you're not fasting. It's not a day of tzoim. Today, this day, Rosh Hashanah, please answer us on this day. That's Mishnah Berurah's solution for that problem. Then he said, person who's fasting a tannis cholayim, he says, aneinu, even though he wasn't mekabel min bajan. So aneinu be afal pi chavav. It was said, the kolayama yachol lemer by shabar tzayim tannis aneinu, afal pi shalai kibloi mi es mo klal. Even though he had no kabbalah prior, he could say aneinu v'yam tzayim tannis aneinu, kibin the mishmaya ramu ale. We look at it as if the shemayim is placed this responsibility for fasting upon the person by giving him this cholam ra. That functions in place of the person's personal kabbalah. Okay. So when are you makabel? Vav. Emasai makabel. When do you make this kabbalah? B'tfilas ha-mincha. Oimer. B'shamei ha-tefilah. During mincha, you say it in shemayat tefillah, or oyakar shishim tefillah. So at the end of during the paragraph of elokainet, sorikadim shirka raglos, before he takes these steps back, he says the following phrase: Harene b'tanis yochid mocher. I'm committing to fast tomorrow. B'tanis yochid. He writes, and it should be your will. Should take tefillosi b'yom tanisi mikubelus. Russian should accept my tefillos. That's the kabbalah. That's the minimum of the kabbalah. Be more hotzi b'fever. Person does not express it. Im here b'libah shu b'kabbalah tanis l'macher havi kabbalah. If he had a thought, he thought it. He didn't say it. He didn't express it. The law is it works. You can't do it a different time. You have to do it during the proper time. Okay. Now, the hearer has to be this language. I am committing to do that. Say, you know, it's good to fast tomorrow. Plan to fast tomorrow. None of those, that's not what we're talking about. Somebody says the person's thinking, Hareini b'tanis yachad l'mocher. Fine. Because Rabbah says it's really better. It can be done any time during the day. It's not in Shemoneh Esrei. So you could do it after Shemoneh Esrei also. That would be better because really it's not really necessarily this Kabbalah part. The Tefillah part, Yirotzo, and that the Rosh Hashem Kabbalah Tefillah is that's on the topic of what Tefillah is about. So that belongs. But making commitments. Even if it's about tenesim, it's not really appropriate to Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei isn't a place for inserting kabbalas. Shemoneh Esrei is a place for inserting tefilos. So they suggest it'd be better not to put it into Shemoneh Esrei, to put it somewhere else.
Shemoneh Esrei is a place for inserting tefilos.
For tefilos, but not for kabbalas.
Kabbalas
tefilos. Right. Shavuot Chavzayin. So we say, when do you do it? You do it by tefillas mincha. The beginning she had kabbalah samach l'zman haschola satanis. With the law is that the kabbalah should be immediately prior to the actual tainus. Now again, here we have a situation where you're making kabbalah by mincha. You have to do it by yom. you do by menucha because that's the closest thing you have to that day. It's considered that this is the day of tainus, and you're will be fasting. You'll be fasting early in the morning, but this is immediately prior to the day of tainus. You've been mekabel. And there, the chachilat yosef tayim shiyeh by menucha ketana to teisha shows and mechsal b'lo kerdim. Person should not do it when he's makabim, when he davens. He should not use the kabbalah b'shas mincha if he davens mincha early, mincha gedola. It could be in other words, you know, six hours, seven hours till nightfall. Mincha ketan already is much closer to night. B'riyavet mahani filu b'mincha gedola. Ma'ase b'riyavet, it works for mincha gedola. Chos acharon b'riyavet im lekiblu b'telas mincha yochol lekab achakach kol zman shuyam. Person not doing the shemoneh aseret, can do it afterwards as long as it's still daylight. He can be make that kabbalah. Okay. B'shemay tefilah. She says it in shemay tefilah. Or at the end, and then the Shemoneh Esrei. Then the Shavur and Chavches. Then with the list of Tzrachim, Shemoneh Tefila, a person can daven for his needs in Shemoneh Tefila. But here, Shemoneh Sayim, here, Rotsoin, Shethi Tevilosi, Biyam Tanisi, Mikubelis, so he's asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the person should accept his Tefilas, Kilakamei. So that's the main part of the what he's doing. So that's really a Tefila. Well, how be hefsek? Who beklal shilus tzracha? That's part of the person asking for his needs. Even though he says, "Hareni b'tainus yachid l'macher," Hareni b'tainus yachid macher, which isn't a bakasha, but we say that is segueing into the bakasha, which comes afterwards. But he wrote to them that the tefillah should be niskab. Okay. The person has to say, "Reading between his yachid, the mocher." I also forget the loniti shumakabo alav lisanos kechaymer tanasiber. So, what's also in reading between his yachid? A matanis of a yachid, as opposed to, like, why you have to speak out the phrase yachid. I mean, I'm able to fast tomorrow. Come to fast in my own personal fast. Like, what does he have to flaunt it? Like, what's it about? So we don't want it to have the halachic status of what's called a tanisibur. Tanisibur, you must fast the whole 24 hours. Mikra din it's osur, rechitza, tzicha, etc. Not just so. He doesn't want it to be a tanisibur. It doesn't mean to be committed. So the commitment of a tanis sibur, but the chumras of that. The person who just had the phrase already betanis macher, which seemed to be more logical, I'm planning to fast tomorrow. I'm planning to fast my own personal fast, like it's like a whole extra line, right? No, I'm just saying already betanis macher. So the loch is b'riyeva, that would work. Lamet. I mean, here Baliba Shumakabu. Then came along the Shulchan Aruch said the person should express it with his mouth. The person just thought it. So the halacha is it works. But after Shahir Baloshin says Shumakabu, Amasha Badai told his son is Lamikri Kabbalah Birzalax. Achenim his son is also Lecho Bolimator, Boloi Hatoro. So he says that there is a lot of times a person thinks, you know what, I'm planning to fast tomorrow. You know, it's a good day to fast tomorrow. I like to fast tomorrow. I should fast tomorrow. None of those are kabbalas. He has to make a very explicit commitment, and then it's considered a kabbal. Then he says, but he have it. I'm sorry. Just the fact that he was planning to fast without thinking those words is not enough to make it a Kabbalah. And it could be chayzer. However, if he started fasting already, believing that this was a tainus, and also lechem b'lo yatzar, so that situation he can't stop. Even though he never made an expressed Kabbalah. So the person says, you know, how to believe, but it's Havi Kabbalah. Laman al Havi Kabbalah, Dabba Gav, the Bidling and Shuba Neder, Kashoysa Eza Dabra al Atzma. Lamahani Achiyad Sibi Swasov, by Neder and by Shua normally require the person should express it. So why is Tan is different? The more says there are some exceptions. The more brings a pasuk called the deep lev arlis. A person would commit to be making something hektish. Making hektish works belev. Truma, when actually the truma is coming. It's considered. It's through a process of machshav and nechshav, taking it through to count b'machshav. So what about tainus? Is tainus diamond to the regular neder and shul which must be expressed, or the more diamond to these other ones which do not require that it has to be expressed? So he says that tainus is more like a neder shel tzedaka, which is going to believe by zeh. So the person plans, intends to give tzedaka. Things in mind. I'm going to give this person stuff. Makes a commitment. They're going to say, you know, it's a good idea. I probably should give him. I'm going to give him. I've decided clearly. It's a true decision. I've given this person stuff. Here's the key to give the person stuck. That's it. It's a full fledged netter. He must do that. So like if the person comes over to you and you're planning to give him, and you say, okay, I'm going to give him. You put your hand in your pocket. You know, they misread your signal, and he leaves. And next thing you know, he's gone. So you have this major headache. Or alternatively, as I was listening to a tape, the situation where sometimes that a person, you know, gives stucco, which he believes is, you know, what his ability is, and the person who's collecting, be it for himself or for somebody else, believes that you could give more. He says, I don't want to check like for $5. I want to check. So he gives him back, basically back the check. Now what do you do? You're not going to give him more because he wants more. If you believe this, you can give us five. You can give five. Right, but he doesn't want to take a check for five. You made an effort to give a check for five. But writing it out and giving it to me, you made a full fledged commitment. You're planning to give me. You didn't say any words, but you thought it. So that's considered a full kabbalah belayv in that situation. You're mechuyev to give him the money.
So like, what happens if you bring like tzedakah to shul in the morning, like you're planning on giving it?
So over there, it's much more loose.
But it's like general.
That's more like that's more like loose. That's more like you don't plan to give, etc. But over here, was the person has made a specific commitment that he's going to be giving stalker. So in that situation, a person, you know, really shouldn't have a blinetter backup. You know, saying that I'm not. He should be thinking. You know, I'm giving it to this person on the condition that he's willing to accept it. He doesn't accept that. I'm not giving. I never was behind myself to give. Otherwise, you end up with, you know, on some halakhically challenging situations. So now, same thing over here, but by tainus, it's considered similar to tzedaka, that gomer b'libo is enough. Mataz kosev. So why does machshava work? Why is machshava sufficient? The key in dalyei tainus is my tchel b'vadama. So what happens is when a person fasts, so he loses some of his fat, some of his blood. So choshev kikorbet. So it's like you put your dam in your chelav on the mizbeach of Hashem. So the animal with the korban, you put the dam in the chelav. Well, that's exactly what happened over here. Well, the korban kesev called the divalei barlus. Because that's klor by korbanus. That kabbalah, just a kabbalah balev is sufficient. Well, this is the same as a korban. You're offering something to Hashem, so therefore that commitment can be done even belayv. Shas filsa mincha b'lakadim, you shouldn't do it beforehand. Even if you're doing here, but it has to be the here b'shas mincha. The out of here may hutzah bepet. Well, the same way you do when you're mitzvah pet, you're supposed to do by mincha. So here also you're supposed to do by mincha. You want to do here. The mahani, it's not better than if you say it expressively. The mahani im hutzah befiv kadam tils a mincha lisanas lamacher. So he's assuming right now that if a person would make the Kabbalah before Mincha, it doesn't work. He said before, if he forgot about Mincha, he could do it afterwards. But he's saying, well, here, if a person would be Mekabel before Mincha, it doesn't work. Now, Mr. Burr later on, in Tavkuf Samah Gimel, does discuss maybe it will work in the guard. That halacha of being Mekabel before Mincha, we'll talk about later on. So the hero also has to be b'shas mincha, and therefore he says tav yosel the kabbal akher tefila b'shas tefila kleshal shemay hafsek. So tav yosel, what's the tav yosel? Let's go back on the original din. The Shulchan Aruch said you shouldn't make it. Say hereni because tanis yochid mocher. He wrote in shatiyat tefila v'yam tanasi mekubalos. So we say it's a bakasha you can insert into Shimon Asri. Well, it's not really a bakasha. The Iker is the Kabbalah. Therefore, it's better to say it afterwards. You say at the end, was that Kamer, the Tav Yosef, the Kabbalah, Acher Tevilo, Hanu Kadam Yerotzen, Acher Kadam Shaker Raglam. So when's the right time? Right before you finish all of your bakashas, you say the second Yerotzen, you would say it right there. Or you would say it after you said the Yerotzen, before you step back. That's a Kabbalah Sharma Rainy Batinus and a Shaklat Tfilo. The Kabbalah is not really part of a davening. The Bakasha that Rosh Hashanah Makabal is, but the Kabbalah is not. Vachrana Makasa the Tov Shagam Bishamat Tfilo Yaharish Makabalah Batinus the Makar. So, in order to be Yotza, the Shita was said before, you should say it in Shemon Esrei. We just said here it works. So be maharit by Shemayat Tefilo. And then say it expressively before Yilarotzen, the second Yilarotzen. Zion. Kibbalah, Tainas, Betfilas, Amincha. Abishah, Hurachel, Beshayasab, Laila. He's Mechabal, Amincha, like he's supposed to. Even though he eats the whole night, Lohibs, Akum, no problems. Because that's correct. There is what's a chiddush because the chara. We said the Kabbalah has to be immediately prior to the fasting. Well, I'm not fasting; now I'm eating. So he said before, no, this day has become designated as the day of tainus, even though I eat part of the day, part of the light in the night time. Okay, the people love lisan shloisha arba yomim ayosu zecher zev. He's planning to fast 3 or 4 days in a row. Lisan is by yomim bayecha b'leilus, which means he plans to fast by day and eat by night. Even though the Chara said, I'm planning to fast 4 days in a row. So 4 days in a row, but there's nights in the middle, which are eating. Yeah, that's not a problem. And that worked even though you weren't Mekabal, the Mincha B'Lefana. So there's a big hafsik. By the time you get to the fourth day of fasting, the Kabbalah was 5 days ago on by Mincha. But we look at it as one unit. Well, it's not only one unit, because if you ate in the middle, that doesn't bother us. So eating in the middle does not bother, it's not considered absent. But now, if you give a lot of shnei yom and mitzufim, mutu lechel b'lai l'shabeneim, im loy perash behedya afal alayla. We have to point out, even a person said, I'm fasting 2 consecutive days, he didn't mean the night time, unless he said explicitly otherwise. Well, it's called kol yom b'mincha anenu, and he says anenu by both of the days. The Iker Chiyuv Tanis is for the daytime. In this case, Chazal specifically said the night also. We'll see there's a case where Chazal wanted you to fast the night time also. But otherwise, we assume Tanis means daytime. He didn't say especially I'm planning to eat at night time, but we said that's what he meant. So how's his spell? even though there's a hefsek in between, you say anena by both tefillos. You're talking about the after. The mishana gam b'laylo. And learn the habik yom arichta. Blow me spell anena elam mincha shal yom sheni. He's going to case where the person said expressly, I'm going to fast at nighttime also. So now you fast day one, night and day, then night and day. So you fast the night also. So now we have a problem. So it's like one long day. It's one long Kabbalah. I'm fasting these 2 days. And I said anena already. So what am I saying? Anena again. And I say anena by both days. You say neno by each one of the days. I'm not sure. It means shishiyam resubim with the chur means he ate belayla. A person can't go 6 days without eating day and night. Okay. So let's hold it here.